The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, following Daniel Kinahan's arrest in Dubai, it's thought he may likely be held inside the Al Aweer Central Prison Complex, a place that has been previously described as the Dubai version of Alcatraz. Well, to paint a picture of the conditions inside the jail, I'm joined now by news and political reporter with the Irish Independent, Maeve MacTaggart. Maeve, you're very welcome. Thank you for being here. Now, when people think of Dubai, I think it's fair to say they think of the glamour and they think of the glitz. This prison couldn't be further away from that image. Is that right?
Exactly. And I think very far from the luxury and high life that I think Daniel Kinahan particularly would have been used to over the last few years. You know, it's 45 minutes door to door from the five-star resort where he spent his last hours before being arrested on Friday. This prison is in the middle of the desert. You have to drive through the skyscrapers, the luxury storefronts of Dubai to get here. And as you said, you know, it's been described as the Dubai version of Alcatraz, a hellhole. There's multiple reports of very poor conditions, particularly overcrowding.
Mm-hmm. The Alcatraz description probably refers to the isolation, does it? The fact that it's out in the middle of nowhere.
It does in part, but also these criticisms of the prison particularly come from maybe British nationals who maybe would have detained here, particularly in relation to maybe what's described as arbitrary detentions that we might have heard many headline stories from coming out of Dubai and the Emirates.
In many cases, people are detained over civil matters, aren't they, as well? And this may be where they're sent. So take us through what you've learned about what happens when you arrive there as somebody who has been arrested.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the British government provides quite a lot of guidance to its own citizens who might be facing time in the Arab Emirates, particularly in Dubai. You know, they describe once you arrive in the prison and you're being transported to the prison, you'll likely be handcuffed. Sometimes your legs will be shackled and chained. And male inmates, so inmates like Daniel Kinahan, would likely have their heads shaved once they arrive. And while they will be granted a mattress, a pillow, a blanket, they are warned that this could take some time to arrive. And particularly based on the overcrowding that is likely in the prison, you know, a former inmate described 15 to 20 people in a cell with just three sets of bunk beds. Others have described, you know, really cold temperatures based on the level of air conditioning.
Yeah, I think people would be really surprised to hear that. So they turn the air conditioning right down to make it a freezing cold environment.
Right down, probably as low as possible. You know, one woman who had been detained there for 3 months after she had spent a holiday in Dubai, she would be one of those people that would describe her detention as quite arbitrary and based on kind of an arbitrary matter. But she said, if being in prison doesn't break you, the temperature inside the prison will, based on how cold it was, based on the lack really of kind of personal space that you'd have because of the level of overcrowding in the prisons. So not great conditions, not great reports.
And what have you heard about the basic necessities like food and water? You've said the bed might take a while to arrive. What are the other conditions like?
Three meals a day. So that would largely feature rice as one of the main staples. The guidance that the British government offers its citizens is to not drink the tap water, but you can buy your own bottled water, snacks, food from the prison shop using your prison account. Others, you know, you do have access to one prison across each of the four blocks. So it's probably quite an argument over what comes on that television, but there's one per block. In terms of phone calls, you do have access to those phone calls. Similarly to the visits, though, those are really at the discretion of the prison authorities. So the British government in particular warns its citizens that you can be denied access to those phone calls and those visits at any point. You can potentially have it cut short, withdrawn. Often the telephone calls in a particular warning that I think is probably quite stark is that all prisoners' access to phone calls within a block can be withdrawn just to punish one single prisoner for their own behaviour.
Oh, so somebody, if there's a misdemeanour, the whole block loses their access to the phone. Okay. And you mentioned overcrowding there, so that obviously breeds problems as well. Are there issues around violence?
Yes, particularly. And I think that's where a lot of the descriptions around describing it as akin to Alcatraz, describing it as a hellhole, people have described really quite traumatising experiences, not only having to endure particular levels of violence in the prison, but also having to witness it being done to others, whether it's by other inmates or whether it's by prison guards. You know, one account from a British national, Carol Williams, he was kept in the prison for a year for drug charges a few years ago. He's where that quote, the Dubai version of Alcatraz, comes from. You know, he described being electrocuted with an electric cattle prod by authorities, witnessing stabbings in the prison. That these have, his accounts, which are described in a very detailed memoir, have been rejected by the Emirati authorities, but he really paints a really stark account of witnessing such levels of extreme violence that between inmates where guards just observe us and won't intervene.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a real high level of danger, which people afterwards, this level of trauma doesn't end once you're kind of released through the gates of this prison and you might find your way at home in the UK or in Ireland. It really can continue on psychologically based on maybe what you've seen within the walls.
And what about assistance when it comes to, I mean, we would have human rights assistance here when it comes to translators and so on. Are people given that there? Do they have access to people who can help them?
There is a lot of differing reports, I think, based on people's own experiences there. Many British nationals in particular, but really a large proportion of the prison population in the Emirates would be non-national. So maybe they wouldn't be native Arabic speakers. Many people discuss having to sign confessions that are written almost exclusively in Arabic, which is a language they don't understand, they don't read, but perhaps feel a level of pressure to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they did have access to an interpreter, still the court's process is done largely through Arabic. The British government, I suppose, quite helpfully to the people who may be facing time there, will have provided a list of common words in Arabic that they will be able to translate, words like case, words like water, just the rough guidelines of ways to kind of get by, I suppose, and to be able to navigate your way through that system.
That would be extremely difficult to do that. Okay, Maeve, thank you very much for bringing us that description of what that Dubai prison is like. That's Maeve MacTaggart from The Independent.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.